Happy Friday, June the 22nd, 2018. Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief. Small business is a description, not a condition. Culture glorifies the unicorn. A unicorn is a company that started, scaled up, and broke the $1 billion annual revenue barrier. Back in 2015, it was calculated that your startup had a 1.28% chance of becoming a unicorn. You know, the odds are heavily against you. I don't know if that has improved over the last few years or not. Mostly, I don't care, because small business is where my business love affair thrives. Small can seem insulting to some. I've encountered small business owners who are quite put off by being considered small. They operate companies that do in excess of $100 million or so, and they don't feel small. Certainly not insignificant. They feel small. Well, they feel small by comparison to other companies. The popular designation is SMB. SMB is an abbreviation for small and medium-sized businesses. And sometimes seen as small and medium-sized businesses is insulting to some. A business with 100 or fewer employees is generally considered small, while one that's got between 100 and just under 1,000 employees is considered to be medium-sized. And sometimes there's a tight correlation between headcount and revenues, but sometimes not. You know what I have to say? Who cares? I'm in the interview phase of assembling two professional peer advisory groups right now, comprised of small business owners from around the country. These are online virtual groups that will meet using a video conferencing platform. If you want to know more, visit thepeeradvantage.com. These groups are branded the Peer Advantage by Bula Network, and you'll see where I'm very liberal. If you go visit that page, thepeeradvantage.com, you'll see where I'm very liberal in my viewpoint about small and medium. But my viewpoint glorifies small and medium-sized businesses. They're the heartbeat of our economy, and I'm not romantic about it. I'm just practical. And this is where I've spent my life, operating companies that are quite a distance from unicorn status, companies that they wouldn't be considered mom and pop either. Sustainable, thriving, long-term companies competing successfully year after year. Stop comparing your business to the juggernauts that you hear about. Tech stars, they get the press. The latest Amazon acquisition for hundreds of millions of dollars. Big business has always dominated the press, and today they also dominate our culture, but they don't dominate everything. You're making your mark. Whether you employ 5 or 500, whether you're generating $5 million a year or $500 million a year, don't fixate on your size. Instead, I'm trying to nudge you toward a different goal, growing great, and you get to define great. Nobody else gets to define that for you. You define it. Not the SBA, not the press, not even your family or your friends. You. If you've made it this far, then you're doing great. But that doesn't mean that you can't grow even greater. I encounter too many business owners who get stuck comparing themselves to others. They preoccupy themselves with industry trends, competition, the latest social media buzz, buddies or acquaintances who appear to be operating more successful businesses. Countless other things make them feel inferior. Make them privately, secretly feel like they're failing. I know small business owners who generate a few million bucks a year in annual revenue, earn a decent, way above the U.S. average wage, and manage to hit double-digit percentage net bottom lines. Life's good. I know other business owners and CEOs operating much, much bigger enterprises, some pushing unicorn status of $1 billion, with all the perks that you can imagine. You know, we call them trappings, don't you? And you know why? Because they trap us. They're sophisticated. They're fancy. They're often stuck with no apparent way out. Secretly, they would give up quite a lot to get their life back because they're not able to hit the third leg of that trifecta of successful business building, not going crazy in the process. That's all they're doing is going crazy. Be careful what you wish for. I was speaking with a successful business owner who, like me, enjoys being a homebody. And for some reason, travel was the topic, and I was lamenting how I hated the process of traveling. I don't mind so much being there. It's just the getting there and the getting back home that I dread. He agreed. We're birds of a feather like that. And we began thinking out loud of business owners and leaders that we know who are required to travel extensively because of the scope and the scale of their company. And we agreed, what an awful existence that would be for either of us. To those who may love it, great. Power to them. But he and I both know owners who have to do it. They don't love it. They hate it. All that to say this, there are tremendous advantages of being small or medium sized. And so often the remedy remains the same. It's gratitude. It's thankfulness. Here we are on a Friday, and there's no better way for me to end the week. Okay, yeah, we've got tomorrow to go, but for a Friday, just no bigger subject to really end the week on than gratitude and thanksgiving. Focused on what we have instead of focusing on what we don't have. Focusing on how blessed and fortunate we are. If you'd like to go back and listen to a show that I did months ago, the show was entitled Small Business, Big Impact. Just go to the website, growgreat.com, and just find the episode for today, June the 22nd, 2018. I'll put a link to that episode. So if you choose to go back and listen, you can. Your size does not diminish your significance or your impact. The truth is you're making big waves, much bigger waves than you may think. So stop looking at the bigger ships in the harbor. Be proud of the ship that you captain. Work hard to make it the best it can be by first devoting yourself to be your very best. Show your employees the way. Lead. Be proud of the description, small business, because that's all it is, a description. Only you will determine whether or not it's a condition. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Hey, we'll put a bow on this week tomorrow. See you then.